Okay. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
My brain is stretched. Sort of. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea that I'm recording? I don't know. Maybe. Probably. It's fine. Okay. I decided to get high and drunk. I think it feels kind of like being drunk, but different. So I know I am not only drunk, not only for the fact that I... Oh my god, I feel my mind doing weird things. This does not feel like being drunk normally, like when I feel like I'm drunk. And that was the thing that I was trying to say. Yes, this does not feel like being drunk. I've not had so much alcohol to feel like this. So it's not just alcohol. So yes, I am high. And I decided I was gonna do both things. Get high and get drunk and record. That's three things, but I meant two things and then record. So, if I close my eyes, my mind goes away. But if I keep them open, I think I feel a bit better. I consented beforehand and decided to do this. I was saying that. And so, yeah. Hi. I feel like I'm thinking three things at the same time, and yes, it feels like being drunk but different. I'm going to get off. After I took a shower today, I decided I was gonna chill. I did go out and buy some stuff, groceries, food. I bought food. But I decided that I was gonna chill. So I was gonna be on inside clothes is what you wear when you're at home and do not plan to go out. It's not a pajama because it's not things that you would sleep in, but it's things that you would not sleep in. So it's not pajamas, but it's not like being quote-unquote well-dressed to go out. That's a thing for some countries. That's a thing. I am getting so tired. I have ADHD, and this is a lot. I was trying to say that I decided it helps because I know how to think when. I know how to go about how I think to be able to return to the point, because I have ADHD and that is the thing that happens, and I know how to go back to what I was trying to say. I was saying that I decided to dress comfy to be at home, and that's comfortable, and I put on shorts. Did that connect those two train of thoughts? This is going to be an interesting audio. Okay, I put on shorts and I put on a t-shirt. I cut the neck of the t-shirt before putting it on because yes, and this is a man's t-shirt. I think it was my uncle's I know this is a t-shirt that I got from someone that they were gonna throw away, and I decided to keep it. And it was a man. I think it was my uncle. It might have been my brother-in-law, but I'm not really sure. I can't remember which one I got from who, because those two things happened. So it's a tight t-shirt on me. I was short. Okay, I said shorts and a t-shirt. And those are two things that I am. Oh no, I'm wearing the t-shirt right now. I am. But not the shorts. I'm just in panties. And I was touching over them just now. Did you see how long it took me to get there? Okay, I'm going to get off, and that's that. If I rumble, this is never going to end. I'm going to get off, but I'm going to have some more, a little bit more of wine, because I have not drunk enough wine to be like this. Wine. Okay. Just breathe. I'm gonna set the glass aside. And I'm gonna take my panties off. I took my panties off, and I have both hands on where my legs meet my body. And they are going up and down the bend of my body. Around the joints, around my hips, and back down again to where I open, and up my lips. Oh God, I don't see the point of touching myself with my hands, because I have a bunch of toys to do that, right? It's not like I don't see the point. It's just that it feels better if I'm using a toy. For me. Personally. Okay? So touching myself with my hands. It's not very common. But I'm doing that right now. And it feels good. Ah. I'm gonna keep on the t-shirt. Naked from my waist down, but I have the t-shirt on because I was dressing to be at home and chill. It's a comfy t-shirt. It looks cute on me. You can see how it presses on my tits, and you can see the piercings. Oh, she's wet. I've never gotten high alone before. I can't count on, I think, pretty much one hand. The number of times I've gotten high. And this is like the fourth, I think, ever time that I've had weed. But it's the first time that I do it alone. So I've always been with people I trust. I, and even though I trust them, okay, no, where I was going? No. I've always been with people I trust, the times I've done it before, so I've interacted with them like this. But now that I am alone, it does make me a bit horny. That means, no, I've never gotten high and fucked with someone before. It seems like a super fun thing to do now that I'm thinking about it. But I've not done it, sadly. But I'm doing it with you. Doing it with you because, like, I get high and I'm with you. So, and now I'm pressing my finger again and again and again around and over the entrance of my pussy and oh fuck, I'm playing with the entrance is nice. Okay. Hi. I'm going to use a toy. Oh, I've been fantasizing a lot when I'm about to fall asleep. When I'm like sleepy and about to start dreaming. When, you know, when you're trying to fall asleep and you are, your thoughts start getting carried on into dreams, when it starts making sense, and sometimes I wake up and realize that I was thinking something and I can't remember where it was going, up to a point that I know that's where I was about to fall asleep. That's where I am right now. And that is where I start feeling really horny. And that's a point where my thoughts start being conscious and my brain, like my animal brain, comes in and shows me things that it wants. And one of the things that it wants, apparently, is to get my pussy fucked. It's something I'm craving so much. It's something that I'm gonna do right now. But I don't wanna do it. I don't wanna do it myself. I want somebody to touch me. I want somebody to kiss my neck. My chest. To play with myself. To play with me. And touch me. Fuck me. I want someone to fuck me. I want you. I want you to fuck me. You to hold my thighs right at the pace, gently, gently but firm. Keep my legs open for you. Oh fuck, it's sleeping out, it's sleeping, it's tripping out of me again. Yes, you see. Sitting a bit better. I want to see you on top of me. I want you to have me against the wall, laying down on the bed, pressed into the corner of the bed, right there where I can't go anywhere. I can't go anywhere. I can't move away from you. I can't move away from you, and you just keep going in, going in, going in. Right there where I open. Oh, where I'm open. For you, a moment. I
for crying. I need. Need a drink. I'm gonna need water after this. I need to go to bed soon. I need to sleep the proper number of hours. We will see how many I sleep. We're gonna go for one more, okay? One more round. I calmed down, so we're not going to start from the beginning. I'm already horny and I'm gonna start fucking myself really good, really soon, because I'm already sensitive. So we'll see how long that round is. I'm such a responsible girl. Even though I'm so absent-minded right now. I still remember that I need to put down the pad. Because... Can you hear that? If I don't put in a pad, my sweet pussy was gonna make a mess on the bed. And oh my god. And dealing with the mess after, it's annoying. It's annoying, okay? But the good part of the mess is making it. Oh, yes, get it messy, get it messy. The more you fuck it, the messier it gets. Oh fuck yes, it's melting. Oh, you're making my pussy melt. You're making my pussy all drippy, wet, melting into the mattress, making it so messy. Oh, it's burning. Oh god, it feels so good. Se siente caliente. Ay, qué rico se siente. Ay, así adentro. Ay, qué rico. Ay. so sensitive. Now, I...
My legs feel oh god. Oh fuck. I feel dizzy. Nice. But just oh. I need to do that again. Definitely. I also need to get water. I think I need to have some water. Oh god. I'm just... I hope you enjoyed. I enjoyed a lot. Just by... I'm gonna have water and... sleep. Bye.